Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Victorious Living. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We just thank God today. We bless His holy name. Oh, we bless His holy name. Because He's worthy of all praises. Yes, He is. He's worthy. He's worthy, I said. He's worthy of all praises. He's worthy of all honor. All honor and all glory belongs to Him. It belongs to Him. I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why. I don't know why He cares. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why He died for me. I don't know. But I know He loves me. Glory to God. Oh, He loves me. In spite of things that are going on, in spite of, He loves me. He loves me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Can anybody attest to that? That He, you know He loves you. Without a shadow of a doubt, you know God loves you. Glory to God. Glory to God. So much is going on today. So much. But we just know that God loves us. And His arms are around us. Oh, yes. His hedges of protection covers us. Yes, yes, yes. We just thank Him today. Thank Him. Thank Him for His many blessings. Thank Him. Yeah. We just say welcome to you to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come, Master, thanking you, God. Thanking you for your Son, Jesus. Oh, God, we are just grateful today, God, for the many blessings that you alone shower upon us, God. Oh, Master, we know that there are disasters that are going on and on and on all around us, Master. Oh, God, we ask that you hold us, God. Hold us in your hand, oh, God. Hold us, oh, God. Hold us, God, and let us know, God, that you are present, that you are ever-present, God, in a time of trouble, that you're omnipresent, oh, God, that all we have to do is call on you, and you will come. Oh, Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to keep us, God. Keep us under your watchful care. Keep us, Master. It's only you can do, oh, God. We ask you in the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor in your holy name. Your holy name. Jesus the Christ. Huh? Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Yeah, we bless Him today. And we thank Him. We thank Him. We thank Him for the anointing. Oh, hallelujah. We know that the anointing comes and it breaks yokes, oh, God. And we thank you, God, for everything that you've done and everything that you're going to do, Master. We are just grateful in Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen. We want to say to you to run and get your water. Go get that water. Water is so important for us. It's so important for our bodies. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's good for us. It's good. Glory to God. Again, I just say, I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know. I don't know why. Why He cares. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have that answer to that. Yeah, yeah, I don't have the answer. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Glory to God. We know that we have been in the word of shame. Shame has been our word. S-H-A-M-E. Shame. There are so many things in life that are to be worn temporarily. And that is where shame should be, of a temporary existence. Never happened at all. Yeah, temporary shame. It is a feeling that can do quite, that can go quite easily. But some prefer to allow shame to remain. Yeah, for it to remain. The feeling of dishonorable shame, the feeling that comes with low self-esteem, shame, the feeling of uncleanliness, shame, not fit, shame, unworthiness, shame, ugliness. Yeah, shame. Sure, you should be ashamed. You should be ashamed if you failed. If you failed on a test, and a test that you knew all the answers, you knew the answers, but yet you failed. Yeah, you should be ashamed. Shame is sure to be used when you get a traffic ticket in a school zone, and you're the principal, you're the principal of the school. Shame. Yeah, shame. Yes. There are situations and events where we all should be ashamed of what we did or did not do. Shame. But we should not wear shame. We shouldn't wear it every day. Shame is not a piece of attire for the children of God to wear every day. It's not a piece. It's not something that we go and pull out of the closet and we desire to put it on because it's going to make us look good. Not shame. No, shame is not that object that we should use. Turn with me quickly to Galatians. We're going to go to Galatians chapter 1. And I'm just going to go to verse 21. So I'm just going to hit you with 21. And then we're going to see where we're going from there. That's Colossians. And we're going to establish something. We want to just go into an establishment here. And it says, once you were alienated from God, and you were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. So I said once. Once means actual one. Once, one time, long ago, recently, but not present. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Pay very close attention. You were alienated. Alienated means that you were considered to be distant. You weren't close. You had no relationship. You were completely ignorant. You were completely unaware. Yeah. You were alienated. You were put aside. You were separated. Not too long ago. You were once far away. Far, very far. Far away from God. You were his enemy. Separated from him by your own evil thoughts. Your own evil thoughts, your own evil deeds. You were separated from God. Listen to what I'm saying. Whose choice was that? It was your choice that you choose to separate yourselves from God, huh? Now, we all have been down that street. We all have took the wrong turn. We all have entertained things that we should not have entertained. Yeah, we all have done this. Yeah. So let's go quickly to verse 22. We're still in Colossians. We're in chapter 1. And we just did verse 21. And we're going to go on to verse 22. And it says here, but now, I said, but, B-U-T. And it says now. Now means present. Now means current. Woo, hallelujah, huh? He says, but now he has reconciled you. Glory to God. He didn't reconcile you. Mm-hmm. He didn't reconcile you by Christ, his physical body. Through debt to present, you are holy in his sight without blemish and free from accusations. Oh, we're going to tear this up real quick. When I say tear it up, I'm just saying we're going to really break it down. We're going to break this down. So it says here, but now, right now, present. We're in the present tense. Glory to God. Yeah, we're in the present tense. Yet now he has brought you back. Hallelujah. He done brought you back. He done brought you back. And what did he call you? He's calling you a friend. Glory to God. Yeah, friend. Hallelujah. He has done this through his death on the cross. Yeah, in his own human body. Are you listening to me? Yeah, the relationship. This is what we're talking about. Yeah, the relationship. The one that you didn't have before, but now you're in the present. You are in his sight. Glory to God. You're in his presence. Hallelujah. You got a relationship going. Yeah. And it says, as a result, he has brought you unto the very presence of God. Hallelujah. And you are what? Holy and blameless. Hallelujah. Yeah, we're talking about shame tonight. We're talking about shame. But we're not going to stay in shame. We're not going to stay there. Listen to what it says. You are holy and blameless as you stand before him without one single fault. Are you listening to me? Yeah. This is the children of God. These are us. Yeah. This is how he sees us in his sight. Glory to God. This is the relationship he has with us. When we say reconcile, that means what was done back then, he has said that he will wash us whiter than snow. So now we are washed because we are reconciled. We're able to come into his presence. But before, we were not able to come into the presence of an almighty God. Are you listening to what I'm saying? We weren't able. We could call him. We could call his name. We could say things to him. But we still wasn't able to really come into his presence. Yeah, we weren't able to come. But now, he done cleaned us up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now we don't have any spots. We don't have any blemishes. We don't have any flaws. Yeah, we don't have any hidden agendas. Are you listening to me? We don't have any dark secrets. Glory to God. Why? Because we've been washed. Hallelujah. Look at that. That's what he says here. Verse 22, we've been washed. Yeah, so we're not ashamed. We are not ashamed. Hallelujah. We are not ashamed. Woo! I'm thinking we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, huh? We are not ashamed, but we don't live a shameful life. Turn with me to Psalms. Yeah, we're going to go into the Psalms. And we're going to go to Psalms 139. Psalms 139. Turn with me real quickly. We're talking about shame. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We just got finished establishing our relationship. So let's go right here where it says where he knows how. He knows us. Yeah, he knows us. Yeah, he knows you. Yeah, he knows you. He know your name. You hear what I'm saying? He know where you live. Hallelujah. Yeah, he know who you were before you were ever born. Glory to God. It says here, we're going to go with verse 1, and it says, O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. Glory to God. Listen at that. You know me. O Lord, you have examined my heart. Mm-hmm. And know everything. You know everything. You know everything about me. Huh? I can't hide nothing because he know me. Yeah, he know me. And as believers in Christ, we want to have the relationship with an awesome God, and we want him to know us. Yeah. We want him to know us. Glory to God. Verse 5 says, you, talking about him, me, in behind and before. What is saying? Verse 5 says, you are behind me as well as you are before me. Excuse me. You have laid your hands upon me. Excuse me. What are we saying? You both precede and followed me. You place your hand of blessings on my head. This is what he's done to us. He's blessed us. He's blessed us. And he sent us. He has put us in high places. Yeah. He has blessed us. Yeah. With insurmountable blessings. Glory to God. Let's go quickly to verse 13. And verse 13 says, you made all the delicate inner parts of my body, and you knitted me. Listen to this. You knitted me together in my mom's, in my mother's womb. Glory to God. Think about it. Think about an awesome God. Think about it. Think about who he really is. What he done. What he done to us. He said, you took your own delicate time. He took his own delicate time. Yeah. And structured us even while we were in the womb of our moms. Even while we were in the womb, God was working it. He was working it. Did you hear what I said? It wasn't nothing about a seed. Yeah, sure, a seed went in, but God, only God. God. You hear what I said? God was working it. It was because of God that we were formed, that we were shaped, that we were actually molded in his image. We were molded in his likeness, even in the womb. Glory to God. Look at that. Verse 23 says, he said, search me, O Lord, O God, and know my heart. Oh, yes. Search me. Test me and know my anxious. We have anxious thoughts. Oh, yeah. We have anxious thoughts. It says, God, please search me. You already know me. You know my heart. You know that I have thoughts. He knows that a lot of times we in a hurry. We want to go run. We want to go do this instead of just stopping and getting quiet and listening to what he has to say. Yeah, he knows us. He knows you. He knows you. Remember, he formed you when you were in your mom's womb. Nobody could do that. Nobody could do that. Nobody could do it. They say, oh, Lord, I am calling on you this day to see me through. I'm calling on him. I'm calling on the creator. I'm calling on the one who created me. Did you hear what I said? Yeah. I'm calling on the one who formed me. Verse 24, and it says, see if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Yeah, yeah. So that means we want him to come in. We want him to clean us. Yeah, he could remove shame. Yeah, he can take shame far away. Yeah, yeah. He can remove it. It says here that I desire to be examined by you. Examine me. Examine me, O Lord. Yeah. Look and see if I have any offensive ways. Any. Because I want shame to be far away from me as the east is from the west. Are you listening to what I'm saying? And it says here, then lead me to the right way of everlasting. Now, this is when you're sincere with God. This is when you really want him to come in and you want him to clean you up. You want to have a dynamic relationship. Yeah, yeah. You need. You can't continue on this destructive path. You cannot. And you come to the realization that you need a Savior. Glory to God. You need him. God. If you lead me, if you would lead me, then And only then will I will follow. Did you hear what I said? I'm gonna take heed to what God has to say. I'm gonna follow him. I want him to take the lead. Yeah. I'm not gonna try and buck God. I'm not gonna try and go ahead of him. I want to be a follower of Christ. Are you listening to me? Yeah, yeah. Turn quickly with me to Romans chapter 8, and we're going to go to Romans chapter 8, and we're going to go to verse 29. Yeah, verse 29. We're just going to do verse 29. Mm-hmm. And it says, for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Are you listening to me? What does predestined mean? Predestined, huh? The advantage by divine will or faith. Yeah, so you were predestined. Yeah, whoever you are, I'm talking to you. You were predestined. You just didn't get here by chance. You were predestined. You were placed where you are for a purpose, for a reason. Glory to God. Yeah, 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 yeah. He formed you. He knew you. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Many times he knew you. Many times over and over before. Mm-hmm. You sit by his feet. That you desire to sit. You desire to have that relationship with him. You desire to have the closeness with our Heavenly Father. Yeah. Yeah. Because you are predestined. Predestined. You're not just by chance. Yeah. You were thought about. You were time. He took time to create you. Oh, glory to God. You were knitted in your mom's womb. Can you think? Can you imagine that? You know, we know that a woman carries a child for 9 months, and we know that at the beginning of the pregnancy, certain things haven't developed yet. Come on, come on, come on, mothers. Think about it. Think about it. Certain things haven't developed, and we know that the hands and the eyes and the feet, a lot of things haven't developed. But oh, glory to God. God was in there, and he was mixing it up. He was knitting it. Yeah, he was forming it. Yeah, only God has that power. Only God. Verse 30 says, and those he predestined, he also called. Are you listening to me? I'm talking to you. If you were predestined, meaning if you were put in a place by divine reason, by divine appointment, glory to God. Yeah, yeah. So then you are predestined. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it says, and those he predestined, he also called. What am I saying? Call. What do you mean call? He called you for a reason. He called you for a purpose. He called you by your name. Yeah. And when he called you by your name, he was letting you know that you were his. You belong to him. Glory to God. It says here, those he called, he also justified. Now, what am I saying when I say justified? But he justified those he justified, he also glorifies. Who am I talking to? No need to be shameful. Shame can take a back seat. No need to be shameful. Justified means he gives a seal of approval. You have the seal. That's what you put on every day. You put on a seal of approval. You don't put on the dressings of shame. You put on the seal of approval. To be glorified means that you are represented in such a way as to appear more elevated or even special. Yeah. Glory to God. That's what you are, to be glorified. Mm-hmm. You're special. You're special in the eyes of the Lord. You're special. Glory to God. You are handpicked. Yeah. You have been molded. You have been shaped in his image. Remember, he called you to come to him. And he, God the Father, he gave them right standing with himself. And he promised them, talking about us, he promised us his glory. Glory to God. No need for shame. No need to even wear shame. No need. Verse 31 says, so what then? What then? So what then shall we say in response to this? Now, what do we have to say after reading all of what God has done and who we are and how he sees us and how he has blessed us, how he has created us? What do we have to say after all of that? Verse 31 says, if God is for us, listen to that. If God is for us, who can be against us? Who can be against us? Does it really matter? Does it really matter who is against us? He says, I'm going to shout. I'm going to shout. I'm going to shout right now. Glory to God. I'm going to shout because I understand. I come to realization. I come to having a true and relationship with an awesome God. I know. Yeah. I know that I know that I know. I know what I know what the will says. I know what glory to God means. I know that he alone can justify me. He alone can put me in a place where I have been predestined to be there. Oh, glory to God. He alone has knitted me when I was in my mom's womb. Nobody else could do that. Only God. Only God. So we should say glory to God. Glory to God. And I can hold my head up. Hold my head up. Yeah. So I am no longer bound. I'm no longer bound. I don't live in a daily activity of shame. No, I don't have any chains holding me. No chains are holding me. Why? Because I decided to rest in the Lord, to rest in him. Yeah, to rest in him who has created me, who has handpicked me. Glory to God. Yeah, he's handpicked you. He has justified you. He has given you the seal of approval. Glory to God. The seal that nobody can unseal you. Nobody could take away that seal. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what it looked like. You're special in his sight. Glory to God. There's no need to be ashamed. Hold your head up. No need to look down. Glory to God. Knowing that God is with you at all times, everywhere you go, everywhere your feet may trot, he is an ever present. He's omnipresent with you because he has selected you. You're walking now in your season, in your destination. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you for this word, oh God. Oh Master, we thank you for taking away that shame, oh God, that many of us try to put on every day, God. Oh, Master, we are grateful that shame has been taken away from us, that deliverance has come today. And we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We look forward to having you with us on Sunday. Yeah, with God's favorite ministry, with Pastor George, and back here with us on next Friday. What a mighty God. Yeah, hold your head up. Yeah, we walk by faith. We walk in faith and not by sight. Not by sight. Yeah, hold your head up. His sight. And we give him praise. And we thank him for you. And we thank him for you. What a mighty God. Amen. And amen.